This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. For the fasting person, there are two moments of joy. There is a physical enjoyment and there is spiritual enjoyment. The physical enjoyment is, of course, when it's time for iftar. Now that you're able to indulge in food and drink and sexual relations after having given all this up the entire day, Abu Rajab rahimahullah, he said something very important. He says the physical enjoyment is only achieved if you break your fast upon that which is permissible. If you break your fast upon something haram, like a cigarette or haram food, then such a person is deprived of the physical joy that he has at the end of the day. And there is another type of joy, and that is a spiritual enjoyment. And that is عند لقاء ربه, when he meets Allah Azza wa Jal. There will be a joy for the believers when they meet Allah Azza wa Jal. Firstly, because he's meeting his creator, and every deed he did for this creator. Now there is a joy to meet who is Allah, the one I did all my worship for. And secondly, there is a joy to meet Allah because you want to meet the huge reward that he has prepared for you on that day. This is like a day of graduation. And you know, the day of graduation, students are excited, especially those who did good and prepared and worked hard. They are excited on the day of graduation to see what reward and what result they have. For here, the day of judgment, a day of graduation for the believers. So no doubt, on the day of judgment, فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ, they are happy to meet Allah to see what reward has he set aside for them. And we learn from this that fasting prepares a person for the meeting with Allah. You see, Musa alayhi salam, when Allah Azza wa Jal met with him on the mountain, he commanded him to fast 40 nights. Shu 40 nights? يعني 40 ليلة. أتم ميقات ربه 40 ليلة. Meaning he fasted the nights, and it's obvious that you have to fast the days. So he fasted 40 day and night, non-stop, in preparation to meet Allah. Then he was in a position to meet Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jal spoke to him. Fasting prepares you to meet for Allah, to meet Allah Azza wa Jal. This is why fundamentally we are supposed to be fasting every day of our life. You know that? Every single day of our life we are supposed to fast, if you're serious about meeting Allah and entering the paradise. For this is why, yani, you know, you reflect over the story of Adam alayhi salam. In the paradise, what was his sin? That they ate from the tree. What got us down to earth? Something related to food. That's what got us down to earth. So if you want to go back, what's the first condition of repentance? Leave the sin. Leave the food. Fast. Fast. 30 days. And then the one who does 6 days of Shawwal, it's as though he's fasted the Idhan. You do Ramadan and 6 days, as though you have fasted every single day of the year. Imagine this. Such a person now is ready to meet Allah Azza wa Jal because he has earned the reward of fasting every single day in his life. And then you need to understand this meaning.